If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. So glad you're here. Welcome as well to a brand new week. We're starting off a new week. We just started a new month, I guess a few days ago. But of course, time marches on. I hope you're making the most of it as much as possible. Do also be gentle with yourself as well. Sometimes you have setbacks and you just got to, you know, reset or do something different or maybe even take a break for a while. So all those things are good. Today, we're going to talk about this question of citizenship. Are you happy with your country of citizenship? Well, most people are, but not all of them. And some want to obtain multiple citizenships for tax purposes or for travel benefits, maybe some other reason. And I mean, it is a substantial group. So this listener today wants to form a members-only club to bring these people together, people interested in multiple citizenships. So how might you do such a thing? And what if you out there, what if you have an idea to start some sort of membership around a values-based community? Because that's essentially what this is. It could be a lot of different things. We're looking at forming a values-based community. What would be your first three steps, let's say? How can you start a paid club for people seeking multiple citizenships? That's the specific question we'll look at in this episode after the quick sponsor message. Stay tuned.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Chris, this is Stuart, and I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. Every 4 years, people in the States talk about leaving because they don't like the results of the presidential election. Meanwhile, lots of other people all over the world are interested in having a second citizenship to make it easier to travel, pay less in taxes, or just because it seems interesting. I'd like to start a club for anyone who wants to change or add a new citizenship. I don't want it to be political. My goal would be for it to welcome members regardless of what they believe about the governments. How should I structure this, and how could I reach potential members? What do you think? Thanks.
Stuart, thank you for the question. Here's what I think. What do people want in this situation? That is the question you have to answer when you're thinking about how can I create a values-based community? And I think they want two things, both in this specific example and more generally speaking elsewhere. I think, first of all, they want actionable information. And second, they want a supportive community. So you make a plan to give them both of those things. The actionable information, that's, you know, what they need to know to apply for citizenship somewhere else. How can they get a dual passport? How does that affect their tax situation? How does that affect housing opportunities? These are just a couple of topics that come to mind. There's probably a lot more to it, but actionable information, that's what they're looking for. And then the supportive community, how can they connect with other people who share these values? And the two are actually connected, the actionable information and the supportive community, because sometimes you find the information you need by connecting with others who are also pursuing the same thing, you know, perhaps in a different way. So some kind of private network or forum or similar. And when it comes to this specific topic of multiple passports and citizenship, I'm pretty sure, in fact, I know of a couple of membership sites and publications already that are doing exactly that, like trying to provide that information in community. which doesn't mean that Stuart shouldn't try. I just think he should look at what they're doing. So if you Google those same terms that you think people would search for in trying to figure this out, you know, you'll probably find those other publications and membership sites. So do that first, then consider if that informs your approach or if it doesn't. You know, a couple days ago, we just talked about a guy who wants to write an Army recruitment guide or a guide for new enlistees. You could start this project with a similar approach of what we talked about there, which was, you know, finding Facebook groups, questions on Quora, subreddits, where people are asking about this topic, and then demonstrating your authority and providing answers. And so listeners, you know, if your idea is not quite the same one, but it has to do with shared values, you just extrapolate this plan for your intended audience. Remember, that audience, they want actionable information and a supportive community. So go and see who else is providing it. Consider if what you discover informs your approach or if it doesn't. And then begin building your authority the same time you build out whatever the actual resource is, that membership site or the information product or whatever else you intend to sell. Just remember that if it's something with a recurring cost, which is often the case with a membership site, the benefits need to be recurring too. So you need frequent updates, you need events, like online meetings for that community. Otherwise, people will just pay once to get the information and then cancel. I hope that is helpful to someone out there. Remember, I am cheering you on. Listeners, if you have a question, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. All right, that's it for today. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.